Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more.
This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.
911 is still strong after 46 years. That's coming up next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 185, recorded Sunday, February 16, 2014.
Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Public safety communications are certainly coming of age with their advancements of technology to include multimodal, multimedia communications functionality that will allow text messages, pictures, and video to become part of the communication chain that connects citizens who need help with the public safety first responders that can provide that help. Just last week, in his February 7th remark to the Congressional Next Gen 911 Caucus, FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai stated, "At the FCC, we're currently working on several proceedings designed to make next generation 911 a reality. Just last week, for example, we adopted a policy statement and made some proposals that I hope will bring us one step closer to text to 911 functionality. This is an exciting development and one that holds the potential to save many lives. But as we move forward with cutting-edge technologies, we can't afford to neglect the basics," unquote. Now, the basics that he's referring to are the estimated 300 million calls to 911 that occur each and every year from citizens in desperate need of assistance. What we consider to be a basic functionality and service that exists ubiquitously in our lives can be traced back 46 years ago to a small town in Alabama. Each and every year on February 16th, I get the privilege and the honor to recant the story of where 911 began in this humble little town in northern Alabama. With about 6,000 people in the community, and according to the Haleyville Fire Department website, a mere 35 fire calls so far this year at the time of this blog. So why is this little town so important? What's their great claim to infamy? Well, in addition to sharing a name with my favorite daughter, and yeah, she's the only one I have, this sleepy little town deep in the land of good barbecue happens to be the birthplace of the 911 network in the United States and home of the undisputed very first 911 call ever made in the country. That happened at 2 p.m. in the afternoon 46 years ago on February 16, 1968. In recognition of that historic event, permission was graciously provided to me by Roger Wilson of the Walker County 911 and past president of the Alabama chapter of NENA, which is located at www.al911.org, to reprint the history of 911 here, as well as my weekly 911 Talk podcast. So here it goes for 2014. Before Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone on June 2nd of 1875, public safety was served by town criers. A town crier would walk the streets of the town and cry out for help in emergency situations. In the 1950s, independent telephone companies were common in the United States. And if you wanted the police, you dialed the police station. If you had a fire, you called the fire department. And if you needed emergency help, you dialed the individual you needed, or you could dial zero and get the operator. Then he or she would ring the persons you were calling for. In 1958, Congress called for a universal emergency number. At this time, the President's Commission of Law Enforcement and the Federal Communications Commission started arguing over a single, easy-to-remember number. This was due to the large number of emergency calls going to telephone company operators. A person may be calling for emergency help while the operator was giving information on the number of Aunt Betsy in Louisiana or Uncle Charles in Oklahoma, which led to delays in emergency responses. Telephone companies were facing the problem of how to separate emergencies from general business. And for over 10 years, the idea was discussed and argued about among the different agencies who wanted to receive the calls. The police said they should answer all calls. The fire department felt that they were the better choice, and some even felt the local hospital was the best answer. According to a report in the Fayette, Alabama Times Record that commemorated the 25th anniversary of this historic event, B.W. Gallagher, who was president of the Alabama Telephone Company, said he was inspired by an article in the Wall Street Journal. He read that the president of AT&T and the FCC had announced that 911 would be the nationwide emergency number. Now, being a bit offended that the views of the independent telephone company industry had been completely overlooked in this decision, Gallagher decided to make the Alabama Telephone Company the first to implement 911. Gallagher consulted with Robert Fitzgerald, an inside plant manager for the Alabama Telephone Company, who examined the schematics of the company's 27 different exchanges. And Fitzgerald chose Haleyville because of its existing equipment was the best suited to be quickly converted to receive 911 calls. He then designed the circuitry and installed the first 911 system in less than a week. Working with Fitzgerald to achieve this goal were technicians Pete Gassa, Jimmy White, Al Bush, and Glenn Johnson. Now, in the early stages, the city fathers were skeptical of 911 calls being answered at the police station. They, like persons in Congress, were afraid that the city might not have the personnel qualified to answer all-out emergency calls. But Haleyville, Alabama, introduced the nation's first 911 system, which was located at the police station. Alabama Speaker of the House Rankin Fite made the first 911 call from another City Hall room. It was answered by Congressman Tom Bevel on a bright red telephone located in the police department. Also on hand was Haleyville Mayor James Witt, Public Service Commission President Eugene Bull Connor, and B.W. Gallagher. So on February 16, 1968, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the first 911 call was made. Happy birthday, 911. You save countless lives every single day, including mine.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.